This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Are you a believer in the return of Jurickson and Profar? That's what we got coming to Truist tonight.
I'm going to hope that he makes the Braves better because he can't make them worse.
I
guess he could, but right?
No, I don't think he can. After being shut out once again last night, leaving guys on base the few times that you got them on base, and leaving Grant Holmes out in the dust. It's Abe Gordon in for Steak Shapiro. Sandra Golden here on a Wednesday version of the Steakhouse. Grant Holmes, once again, very good, Sandy. Six innings, no runs, three hits, three walks, and another double-digit strikeout performance, 10 of them. He had 15 a couple outings ago,
yep.
10 last night. And it's one of those things where he leaves the game. It's a 0-0 ball game, and I tweeted it out. I just can't believe these guys can't get runs. I can't even imagine how frustrating it is for guys like Schwelly, for guys like Holmes, for guys like Strider to have that pressure of, like, we have to go seven, like, scoreless innings or we're not winning tonight.
And as good as Grant Holmes has been, it's from that movie, it's not my fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. You guys, he is 1-6 in his last seven starts, and he started that game where we lost 11-10. Do you guys remember that day? And the 10 strikeouts last night, 15 2 weeks ago, 9 the start before that, all losing. And he's just such a good team guy. I mean, he mentioned it when he did the 15 strikeouts. He's never come close to that before. And he just said, you know, it's one of them team things and we're supposed to win. But then last night.
You know, it is tough. But like I keep saying, you know, it's baseball. You know, we don't come to the field and expect to, you know, not hit, not pitch well. You know, we come to the field and expect to pitch well and hit well. So that's just the life of baseball. You know, it can be so rewarding and suck so much at the same time. So
well said.
It is
well
what it
said.
Is.
I come to my TV expecting them to not hit. I mean, that's where we're at.
I mean, there is few things that I enjoy more than Atlanta Braves baseball. It's just like my ride of summer. I'm so excited. It's one of those things you do nightly. And literally my husband said one day last week when they were playing, he goes, we're doing anything but watching the Braves tonight. I'm not doing it to myself. It's just not been fun. I think a lot of Braves country feels that way. It's just a tough, tough watch. Their body language and Snit talking last night and Grant Holmes, man, you talk about a rut, talk about a buzzkill. They can't get it right. I know the back of the baseball, they're not this bad, but you are what you are. Your record says what you are.
Okay, so you got Jurickson Profar returning. He played, what, four games, just that Padres series, I think, to start the year. He gets suspended, 82 games, blah, blah, blah. He's back now. You expect it to be significantly different? Because, honestly, I don't.
You heard Brian Snitker. Okay, we got a switch hitter in the middle of the lineup. He's got to be better than what we're, you know, prancing out there nightly, right? It can't be worse. So, okay. Do you think he gets booed tonight?
I think that's a great question. I am not a boo your own player type of person. I would not be at Truist booing him. Bo, you probably have a better feel for that. You hear the fan base a lot more than I do in person. I don't boo my own guys. I wouldn't be surprised, though. I would not be surprised. I think it's a great question. I wouldn't be surprised if he does.
There will be some boos because Braves fans are mad, and they will boo anything that they can right now.
I guess the question is, does the ovation outweigh the negative boo?
I think an ovation is a stretch.
Or it's a pretty nice split, you know what I mean? Yeah. 60-40.
Bo brought this up yesterday, and I think you're right, because I was on the camp of, oh, he's going to get booed, and it's going to be loud. And then he talked me right out of it because...
Well, we're desperate for any kind of offense and any kind of spark. Yeah. And if he can be that, because he's been lighting it up in AAA. He was lighting it up last year, last we saw him. You know, we need that on this team. We need fight the Dodgers, Jurickson Profar.
He hit .314, two home runs, and six ribbies in Gwinnett in a couple of games there, so... Anything will help, especially as Ronald Acuña is going through the slump that he is. He'll come out of that. I fully have. He's the
he
one
struck out four times last night.
I think every bat he's about to come out of whatever slump he's in. Three for his last 22, 14 Ks. I always think he's about ready to get hot again. We saw Aaron Judge go through this. He was 1 for 12. His average dropped from 390 to 360. That's what Acuña is doing right now.
He's human.
And we'll find out in a couple hours.
Michael Harris got a hit last night, y'all. A triple in the fifth.
You want to remind me what happened?
Take the wheel.
You want to remind me what happened to the three batters after that?
No, I don't.
Because you got a leadoff. By the way, that's when I knew it was another one of those nights.
Right.
When he gets a leadoff. By the way, our good buddy Jorge Soler out there, just, I don't know what that is, but that ball went right to the wall for no reason.
Angles, man.
That was his first night back.
I coach my kids the same way. Y'all take geometry in school. It's all about angles.
I just say geometry issues, man. He probably isn't used to seeing a ball come off of Michael Harris's bat that quickly either. It hasn't happened in a while.
Or just coming off his bat.
Well, that too. Lead off triple, though, and I'm just like, come on, man. Like,
0 for 7 with runners in scoring position.
Just one of you guys put it into the outfield, and that didn't happen. And part of that was Acuña's issues, and he struck out there when he was the one.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy.
If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.